It's
an
odd one.
Hey, oddballs. I'm your host, Jensen, and welcome to episode 60. We are going to dive right into the zodiac today. I have always liked the Chinese zodiac. It's just interesting to me. So we're going to learn about a new zodiac today. Here we go.
Zodiac.
I'm into that.
An interesting Chinese legend about the ranking of the rat goes that the Chinese supreme deity, Jade Emperor, held a birthday party and would decide the order of the zodiac animals according to their arrival times. Originally, the hard-working ox departed early and should be the first one to reach. However, the rat hid behind the ox's ear and jumped down when arriving, occupying the first place. Thus, the rat has since been number one in the 12-year cycle that represents spirit, wit, alertness, delicacy, and flexibility. What's more, the vitality of the rat, including the high fertility and high survival rate, also makes it a lucky sign for couples hoping to conceive. Alright, so, you were a rat if you were born in, well, this is future time, but 2032, 2020, 2008, 1996, 1984, 1972, 1960, 1948, 1936, 1924, and 1912. And again, if you want to calculate even further back past 1912, just keep minusing 12 years and you'll get there. So I hope you learned a little something about a rat, and we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from LolaBunny3000 on Reddit.
In 2020, at the beginning of COVID, I had just given birth. At this time, I could only have one other person in the room with me my entire stay at the hospital. Of course, my kid's father was there. But like, the third day he left to clean up our house and get everything prepared for baby and me. I had gotten sick and had had a C-section, so I had to stay for about 4 to 5 days. Well, while he was away, a nurse named Kelly said that she would be helping me throughout the day and spending time with me so I don't feel lonely while Dad is gone. I couldn't really hold my baby due to me being sick and the pain from my C-section, so my nurses would come in every time it was time to feed. I noticed when they came in, they wouldn't acknowledge Kelly, and she would go to the farthest part of the room, and she would tell me, "I'm just gonna get out of the way." Now, she did tell me that she didn't specialize in what they did. She was just for comfort. So I didn't question anything. The entire day, she was so helpful and encouraging to me. I really believed I would have broken down if she wasn't there with me. She was such a sweetheart. Well, after about 5 or 6 hours, she told me she had to leave, and that she would come visit me before her shift was over to see how I was doing. She hugged me and blew a kiss at my baby and walked out of the room. Later that night, my baby's father came back, and he was very upset. He had told me some stuff happened with his mom and that he was sorry he took so long. I was upset, but I told him a nurse named Kelly kept me company. As I'm telling him about her, my nurse is changing my sheets, and she's like, "Who's Kelly?" I explained, and she said that nobody named Kelly was in the room or working that day. I instantly thought about those women who would pretend to be nurses and kidnap children. But my nurse told me that I may be hallucinating, and she told my doctor. I talked to my doctor, and he said the same thing. A couple of hours later, a nurse that I didn't recognize came into my room and said, "I know this might sound crazy, but everyone on the floor is talking about you seeing Kelly." I said, "Yeah, she was here with me for like 7 hours today, and she helped me out a lot." We were smiling and laughing while I was telling her about Kelly and how sweet and funny she was. Then she pulled up her phone and showed me pictures of her and Kelly that looked like they were maybe early 2000s. I was smiling, knowing that I wasn't hallucinating. Then she sat down and told me Kelly died over 10 years ago. I wasn't too shocked because my entire life I've been dealing with paranormal. But I got the chills because I have never had an encounter this deep. The lady gave me a hug and started crying, saying, "Now I know that she is okay." Since that day, I've been wondering, why did Kelly come into my room and help me? I kind of wish I could see her again. Oh, that's crazy. I mean, it makes me wonder if this Kelly is maybe visiting moms on the floor that really need the help. Because it seems like this person really needed the help, at least mentally. Also, just me being a mom that had a C-section and I had a really traumatic birth situation, but I could completely understand how this spirit could reach out to someone like this person. I mean, birth is traumatic in itself. And then having extra complications on top of that, regardless if it's before the birth or after the birth, it's a lot to take on. And I really think that this ghost was there to help this person not lose their damn mind. Truthfully, I mean, just keep this person's spirits up and really kind of just get them through this. And I just think that is really just beautiful and also gives me chills. But anyhow, if you've had an experience like this, let me know and we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from ZealousIdeal-Mind761 on Reddit.
My mother encountered something weird in the hospital when I was born, 18 years ago. She's told everyone in the family this story plenty of times, and she seems excited to talk about the experience. But every time I look into her eyes, I can see just how traumatic the event was. Everyone just laughs it off and jokes around and tells her how insane she is. One night, when my mom was in the hospital after I was born, she was trying to go to sleep. I was in a separate bed across the room in front of her bed. The story goes that from nowhere, this big green-gray monster creature that smelled so bizarre crawled up from under the bed and picked me up very gently. My mom panicked and screamed for help from the nurses and spammed the emergency button she had beside her bed. But no one came. The creature then walked over to my mom and growled something in her ear. She didn't understand what it said, and she had this strong feeling that the creature was going to take me with it. She also said that she didn't even try to help me. She just felt how powerful the creature was and how big it was. The creature then gently took the emergency button and put it back where my mom had got it from. It all happened in the span of like 1 to 2 minutes. The creature then proceeded to put me back into the bed I was in after growling into her ear and just crawled under the bed and vanished. She then started spamming the emergency button again for help, and then the nurses came. My mom asked why they didn't come the first time, but the nurses said that they didn't get anything, or even hear my mom scream. My mom said the creature was big, stood on two legs, and had long claws as nails. It was sort of hairy, and had a green-gray colorway with big horns. It had big yellow eyes and a big mouth. My mom also stated that it smelled so bizarre. Is this a paranormal encounter, or was it just a dream? Does it mean anything, or was she just tripping? My mom's part of the family is religious, and they all say it must have been a demonic presence. The fact that this person is seeing the fear in their mom's eyes while she's telling the story is terrifying in itself. And to me, that says that this actually happened to her, whether it be a dream or something. She fully believes that this happened to her. And what the hell kind of freaking creature thing is coming and taking babies? A blue-gray freaking like demon-like thing with horns and yellow eyes taking babies? Has anybody heard of this? Because that's wild. I don't like that. But I feel like this did happen to her because she would have said something like she woken up and then pressed the emergency button again and then the nurses came in. I mean, I think. I could be wrong, but that's how I would tell a story if it were like a dream. So it doesn't seem like it's a dream. I don't know. Anyhow, if you've had an experience like either story today, please let me know. Or if you've just had any paranormal experience, period, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.